You know, we went out last week and they gave us passes and we threw the ball a bunch, you know, and this week we got out and we got a chance to establish the run and we went out and did it. We did it with a nice 1-2 punch with Tyler and Bijan. You know, the O-line really took a lot of credit, took a lot of path in that, and Drake London, you know, being that sixth O-lineman, so to speak, and what he's able to do in the run game and all those guys going out there and blocking. I think we just kind of take what they're giving us right now and the guys are going out there and doing it. And we got enough people in all areas. You know, Terry did a great job of just putting people around, right? Woods, I'm sure I'm going to look at the stat sheet and you guys will be asking me about somebody being more involved. And that's just always going to be the case when you got that many good players. You got Bijan, Tyler Allgeier, you got Kyle Pitts, you have Mooney, you got Drake London. You know, somebody's going to hope, you know, get left out in these type of wins. And that's the type of team we have, and that's the type of stuff I'm proud of.
Yeah, it happens. It does. Not everybody's going to get the same. Now, unless you're just that guy. You know, you're just that number one alpha receiver. You know what I mean? Like, other than that, I mean,
right.
It's going to be games where more guys get more looks and everything. And I think the biggest thing about this team and getting to talk to some of those players who catch the ball and run with the football, they all know that. You know what I mean? They know that. But there are certain times and certain places of the game where I got to get this guy to football. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, this team has to – Bijan has to touch the football. Mm-hmm. Just like everybody else, but more or less because he's a running back and they want to run the football and all those different things. But
he will find that those questions will be less frequent and, like, less pointed if they score 36 and 38 every week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're kind of struggling and slogging through to get to 20 and Kyle Pitts doesn't have any touches or Bijan, is he touching the ball less, whatever, then you're wondering about it. Not because you're worried so much about the individual and what his role is. You're worried about the offense in general. If the offense is rolling the way that it has the last two games, then it is what it is.
Yeah.
Then it's very easy to just be like, well, we did this because it was working.
Yeah.
When it wasn't working before, then it's like, all right, you're nitpicking, looking for reasons why this guy isn't involved. The other part of it is, and everybody knows this, certain guys are just were expected to be that.
Yeah.
We're expected to be the alpha, throw it to him no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You get single covered on the outside in the red zone.
Yeah.
Maybe run your route.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, certain guys are just expected to be that. Maybe you change your expectation based on what you've seen from the person.
I don't want to change my expectation.
Yeah.
Damn it, you got to almost cuss. Dog it, you got to do you. I mean, that's just.
But at a certain point.
And again, everybody gets to that certain point. Yeah. I ain't there yet. I'm not at that point because I have expectations, and I believe that if I look at you and look at your physical gifts, that you should be able to get those expectations. That's just how I view. That's just me. That's just, you know, and nothing nobody can say is going to make me. Well, no, that's how I feel about it.
Sure.
Your ass need to get in damn gear because I've seen you do it before, and that's the bad thing about it is I've seen you and I've seen the capability that you have, and when you don't do what I think you should be able to be doing, it irritates the out of me.
Yeah, no, there's nothing more frustrating than someone capable of greatness not being great.
Yes, it like, irritates
the the hardest thing to do in sports is be consistent,
yes.
Right? Whatever
yes.
it is, whether
yes.
you're consistently average, consistently great, whatever it is, like being consistent is really hard and separates people. Being consistently great is such an unusual thing to find, but when you have it in you,
yes.
it's so frustrating
yes.
to not be consistent
yes.
with it because it's in there.
Yep. Yeah. But I mean, this
it's
team,
in there. But again, that's not the point. The point he was getting at there was being asked about the identity of the offense. And if the identity of the offense is we're going to do whatever you can't stop,
right?
Because we have the run game with these two guys, or we have the pass game with Kirk and all the weapons. Like the Bucs couldn't stop the pass, so they passed for 500 yards.
Right.
The Panthers couldn't stop the run, so they ran for 200 yards and three touchdowns. If that's the identity of the offense, and that's Zach Robinson being like, yeah, I don't care what it is, we're just going to do it that day. I love that.
Yeah,
absolutely love it.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, you want to try to remain as balanced as possible. But because you know, the best way to always hamstring an offense is to take something away. You know, sometimes you just can't run the football, but more likely
right.
the defense wants to take one thing away from you and make you, you know, just a one-dimensional type football team. And so far these last 2 weeks, when teams have tried to do that, because I don't think they were one-dimensional in Carolina. I just think that was just, you know, it's working, so let's go.
It just worked best.
You know, I do think they were a little bit one-dimensional in Tampa.
They were.
And so I think that, you know, everything strictly goes game to game and things like that as far as the play calling, but when we had Zach on last week, and he was basically, and yeah, I love the comments. Like, I have a sheet full of fun plays. I want to call him. Yeah. You know, I want to call
him. And if we run 80 plays, I can call him.
You know, I think, and that's what we talk about, them getting more possession, getting more plays, getting more time of possession, because that gives you an opportunity as a coordinator, you know, because I think a lot of times, you know, defensive coordinator, he wants to be bland. He wants to be able to, you know, not have to send a whole bunch of blitzes all that other stuff, be able to stop the run with your front four, play the two high safety and all those different things.
A defensive coordinator would love for you to know what he's going to run and have it not matter.
Exactly. They want to have the one little sheet. Yeah. They want to have the one little card. We got the one little card
Run the base.
Yeah, run the base, run defense, and everything like that. Like, offense, you want to have fun with it. You want to get more creative. You want to do all those different things. And so in the last couple, especially in the last game, I'm talking about offense, they were able to do a lot of that.
No doubt.